भुवन वाले बाबा। Today, Bap Dada, Apane. Today, Bap Dada is seeing his children everywhere who have a true heart, a clean heart, and who with the love of a true heart and clean heart have made the Lord of Innocence, Bap Dada, belong to them with love. On seeing such loving children, even Bap Dada sings the song "Wah, my loving children, wah. How great are my loving children, how great." This type of love for God can be experienced only at this confluence age. Therefore, you are such loving children who remember the Father with so much love. Such children who remember the Father with such love win the Father's heart throne. They are seated on the Father's heart throne. At Amrit Vela in particular, Bap Dada always gives some special blessing to such loving children. Because they are the children who love the Father from the heart, and therefore they pull Bhaktada towards them. As it is the true love of the heart. In life, if there isn't love, then the life cannot be a life of pleasure. All of you are experienced in this. That how the Father's love is altruistic and imperishable, which every child loves so much. Therefore, love for God is the foundation of this Brahmin life. This is why all of you also become worthy of receiving the Father's love. And win the Father's heart throne. You have the knowledge that along with the knowledge, even love for God is necessary. Where there is love, there it becomes easy to experience everything else. The power of love brings one very close to the Father. The power of love makes one experience as if that the Father's hand of blessing is always on that one's head all the time. love becomes a constant canopy of the Father. Those who have love, they always experience them to be in the Father's company. Those who are filled with love are always very amusing. They are not dry. They are lively, humorous, not dry. A soul who has love always feels carefree. Love makes it very easy to remember the Father and makes that one experience himself to be an easy yogi easily. Knowledge is the seed. However, along with the seed, love is like watering the seed. If the seed is not watered, there will not be the experience of the fruit. Along with the knowledge, love for God makes one experience the fruit of all attainments from the Father. With love, the attainments, the fruit of all attainments is experienced very easily. If there is only knowledge but no love, then the questions like why, how, can arise. But if there is love, then one remains lost in the ocean of love. For a loving soul, only one Father is the world. the hand of Srimad. Is always experienced on his head, on his forehead, the one who has experience of love makes that one experience the love for the whole kalpa. Therefore, each one of you, check yourself. Whether I have the experience of love for the Father, or if there is some or the other leakage in this experience of love, if there is any other soul which impresses a great deal, whether it is that one's specialities or special qualities, if one is impressed by that, or rather influenced by that, then instead of experiencing love for God continuously, there will be some sort of leakage in it. Therefore, each one of you should check your own self. Whether I'm always in the company of the Father, whether I'm experiencing the Father's hand of love on my forehead, if there is a leakage, then this experience cannot be continuous or constant. Of course, Baba loves a knowledgeable soul, but along with knowledge, a true heart imperishable love for the Father is also necessary. If along with the knowledge there is less love for the Father, that is, the love coming out of a true heart, a clean heart, is little bit less, then one has to do a lot of hard work then. Some or the other time one has to battle in the effort. This is why constant remembrance, staying constantly absorbed in the Father's love, that experience isn't there. But the one who is in constant, who is constantly lost in love, makes even a big mountain into a molehill. It converts even a big mountain into a molehill, into a mustard seed rather, because he is able to understand whatever is in front of him accurately because of love for the Father. So if there is love, then there is less hard work. But if there isn't the love, then the effort is felt more. This is why today Baba is emphasizing on how to have a loving heart so that you are able to free yourself from hard work. If you are always absorbed in the ocean of love, so Bab Dada has come to see, to come to check to what extent you are absorbed in the Father's love, absorbed in the ocean of love. Knowledge is the seed, of course, but then the seed needs the water of love. Otherwise, you will experience less of the fruits of attainment and experiences. Therefore, these days, Bab Dada wants to see every child as an embodiment of all attainments, as an embodiment of the fruit of all attainments. Therefore, check within yourself to what extent you have each power, each attainment, each virtue, to what extent you have the experience of each one of these. If you have the authority of experience, of all these, then in front of an authority of experience, no situation will be able to impress you or influence you. All the children know very well on the basis of knowledge that I am a soul. Children not only know it, but they also speak about it. However, as you move along, at every step, at every moment, whether you do have the experience of a soul, do you have the experience of the soul? Do you have the experience of, are you experiencing every point about the soul that you speak about? Only an embodiment of experience. The one who is an embodiment of experience will remain unshakable, immovable, stable in every situation. He will not fluctuate. In the world, see, there are so many there are so many authorities, but the biggest authority of all is the authority of experience. If there is the authority of experience, then every power, every point of knowledge, every virtue will obey your order. Will be in order. You invoke it, whichever power you want, whenever you want it, it should be it should help you, cooperate with you immediately at that moment. But if there is less of the experience, of the authority of experience, then you have to work hard, you have to labor for it. The one who has experience is Master Almighty Authority. Master. If a master orders, that is, if an authority orders, then those, that power which it orders for doesn't come in time or doesn't work or it doesn't obey, and you have to labor for attaining it, then how can you be called Master, Almighty Authority? Therefore, every subject every point of the knowledge you have to be an experienced in everything, and therefore ask yourself, do I have the experience of everything? Do I have the experience of the power of yoga? Am I able to, in 1 second, the moment I say my Baba, sweet Baba, I remember this, and at that moment I get absorbed, I'm lost in that experience. Whatever dharana, inculcation is needed at whichever time, at that moment that inculcation, that virtue should be used in my task. So it shouldn't be that after the task is finished then the thought comes. That I shouldn't have done this way, or I should have done the other way. So the one who has this type of thought cannot be called master, cannot be called the one who has an authority of experience. If you are Master Almighty Authority, then every power, every virtue should be in your order or should obey your order. Therefore, each one of you see in yourself whether I'm seated on the seat or throne of an authority of experience all the time or not. The one who's seated on the seat of an authority of experience To be seated on the seat of an authoritative experience means the moment you think about it and you stabilize yourself in that stage, you don't have to take time for stabilizing in the stage, or you don't work hard or labor, make a lot of effort to reach that stage or attain that stage. Every Srimad, the one who is an authoritative experience will feel that he is full, complete with all attainments. As Baba has told you earlier, that the one who has a true heart, a clean heart, that loving soul who's always lost in the Father's love, the Father is available for him all the time. The one who is available for every Srimad, for that one, the Father says, I am also available for that one. The Lord is always present for the one who is present for every Srimad. You be present and the Lord will always be present too. Easy remembrance. Is actually a natural quality of a Brahmin. Easy remembrance is a natural quality of a Brahmin. Therefore, all of you, even if you have come for the first time, or you may have come many times before and have become and belong to the Father for a long time, to every one of you, Bhaktada says that each power, each virtue should be made your natural nature. Should be made your natural nature. Therefore, ask yourself, is it so? Just as each one of you have has some or the other quality in a natural form. And this is why, you know, when you say, this is why sometimes it happens that when somebody does something which is not right for a Brahmin to do, and he's told that it shouldn't have been done this way, then that one says, but what can I do? This is my nature. So just as that one says, it's my nature, but that is a weak nature. So just as a weak nature has become natural, similarly, every power is natural nature of every Brahmin soul. If someone does says that this is my nature, which is actually his weakness, then that is because of body consciousness. The cause for that is body consciousness. Therefore, did you understand? Along with being a knowledgeable soul, love for the Father makes everything become easy. Love helps a great deal in Brahmin life. And love doesn't make remembrance difficult. On the contrary, it becomes difficult to forget. The one who has love finds it difficult to forget. For that one, to remember is his natural nature due to love. So, presently, Bap Dada So do you know in what form Bap Dada wants to see every child as? Do you know in what form Bap Dada wants to see every child as? Because you are seeing the speed of time and this, the time is showing the game of suddenly. everything is happening suddenly. This is a game which time is showing to everyone. This is why to every child Bap Dada is therefore Bap Dada wants to see every child to be equal to him, equal to the father. The face of every child should reveal the father's face. The father's face should be revealed on every child's face. In every child's eyes, there should be the intoxication of spirituality in it. There should be this intoxication of spirituality in the eyes of every child. There should be the smile of all of the experience of all attainments on every face. In every activity, there should be the intoxication of faith. All of you who have come have faith in your intellect, don't you? Those who have, raised your hand. Faith in the intellect. All have faith in the intellect. Congratulations. As everyone raised their hands, Baba select them. Congratulations, as all of you have faith in your intellect. But along with what? What is the sign of having faith in the intellect? What's the proof of that? What is said for the one who has faith in the intellect? What is after that? If the one who has faith in the intellect is always victorious. The proof of faith in the intellect is victory. But the result of faith is victory. Therefore, always what will be the sign of the one who has faith in the intellect all the time? He will be always victorious, won't he? Or will he be victorious sometimes? Always victorious he'll be, won't he? Therefore, according to the present time, always think that I am a victorious soul who has faith in the intellect all the time. It shouldn't be, I'm trying, I wish it was like that. It should be this way. These words shouldn't be uttered from your mouth. The one who has faith in his intellect will always speak with that intoxication, as the practical proof of that faith will be visible on his face. Bhagdada noticed all the children are effort makers anyway. However, from time to time, carelessness comes, and instead of making that one a fast effort maker, makes him slow in his efforts. And then the children tell very sweet things to Bab Dada. You know what they say to Baba? You can ask yourself what you say to Baba. Baba, it will happen. It has to happen. Baba, we will reach in time. But these thoughts of carelessness
jo
can deceive you at that time. You have made a promise to Baba, haven't you, that Baba, I am with you and I will go along with you. Baba, I will go with you hand in hand. But how will you do that until you become equal to the Father? How will you go with Him unless you become equal to Him? In one aspect, of course, Bap Dada is very happy. What must be that in which Bap Dada is very happy? All the children, whoever are moving forward, whether they are walking or flying, all the children who are moving forward, whether they are walking or flying, at least they have love for the Father. At least they are taking very good marks in the subject of love for the Father. For attaining completion, or for becoming perfect, well, that's another matter. But they have great love for Baba. They have taken good marks in the subject of love for the Father. But now, you have to take marks in becoming equal to the Father. You have to take marks in becoming equal to the Father. Whatever are the words spoken by the Father, the children also speak the same words. Whatever are the Father's actions, the children should do the same actions. Bring only one word in a practical way in order to become equal to the Father. Actually, it is very easy to say it. That one word, is Bap Dada is Karavanhar. The word Karavan, getting it done. Karavan. This word Karavan, getting it done, makes it become easy to become soul conscious, because I'm a soul. Getting it done, getting actions done through my sense organs. So I'm the Karavanhar of my sense organs, making my sense organs do the actions. And secondly, in every action, in every step, Baba is the Karavanhar, I'm only an instrument. Actually, why do obstacles come? The obstacles come because of these two words. One is I and the other is my. But if you use the word Karavanhar, then I and my, these two words will finish. I am only an instrument. The one who has made me the instrument is getting it done. Then there won't be the I-ness, I am doing it, will not come. So, did you hear what Bap Dada wishes from us? What Bap Dada wishes from you? Did you hear? First of all, you need to have a clean heart, love in a clean heart, true heart for the Father. The innocent Lord is very easily pleased with a true heart. And when the Lord of innocence is pleased with you, then Dharamraj will not be able to do anything to you. If the innocent Lord is pleased with you, and everyone claps, what can the Dharamraj do if the Lord of innocence is pleased with you? Then you will just say bye-bye, ta-ta, you know, wave to Dharamraj and go ahead. Dharamraj too will pay salutations to the children who are equal to the Father. He will bow down in front of you. So you are such children, loved by the Father. But only thing is, you have to check. Make sure that there is no leakage in this love for the Father. It could be your own body consciousness, or it could be being impressed by someone's specialities. All this is leakage, and that leakage should finish. Become an embodiment of experience. Okay. Who have come for the first time in this kalpa, stand up. They all stand up, those who have come for the first time in this kalpa. So many. Wave to Baba. If you have come first time. See, just look on the screen. There's so many, so many. Looks like half a class, half of them have come for the first time. Very good, very good. Let me sit down. Dada is still very pleased that to see that although the board of late has been put up, but the board of too late hasn't been put up yet. The board of late has been put up, but the board of too late hasn't been put up yet. So, even if you have come late, but become fast effort makers and go ahead. You are able to make every second of this Sangam Yoga be used in a worthwhile way, then success will be your birthright. But for that, attention please. Even 1 second should not be wasted. Even the word attention should be underlined by you and should be underlined by you. You have that enthusiasm, don't you? All those who have come for the first time, do you have that courage that although you have come late, but you will move forward? If you say that, raise your hand. From those who have come for the first time, Baba is asking you, do you have that courage that you can move forward in spite of coming late? Bap Dada has this pure, good wishes for you that although you have come late, but you will move forward and go ahead, won't you? Will you do that? All those who stood up, now they clap. But yes, we will go forward. It is good. Okay. You have the enthusiasm and continue to have this enthusiasm. Continue to move forward with this enthusiasm. Every day at Amrit Vela, Bap Dada listens to very good heart-to-heart conversation by you. You know what majority of you tell Baba? Majority of you make a promise to Baba. Baba, from today onwards, this weakness which I have, that will not come in the future. Yes, you keep a good aim. But you have to make that aim be part of your qualifications too. It should be brought in practical form too, but then you take time for that. You do not do it immediately. The moment you think, it should happen. The moment you think, you should be able to do it. You need to make your efforts that fast. Your thinking and your acting or doing should be at the same time. If you think today and you do after some days, sometimes even months, and if you take a month to do of what you thought, and supposing something happens suddenly in that 1 month, then what will be your fate? Bap Dada has special love for every child, for each of the children. This is why Bap Dada wishes that all the children become equal to the father, and as they are now with the father, they also go back with the father home. They go back home with the father. And also come back with the father, means Brahma Baba, in the first birth to rule. You like this? You like this plan? Raise your hand. If you like this plan, and catch your seat, or will you think, or you will already book your seat, will you still think whether you will be able to do it or not? Those who say yes, it's booked already, raise your hand. Oh, Oh, sorry. Even there's some guests here, and they are also raising their hand. Congratulations. Good. So, you've already booked your seats. It's good. I was asking all the teachers to raise their hand. All the teachers stand up. What does Bab Dada expect from the teachers? You know that, don't you? What does Bab Dada expect from the teachers? Bab Dada expects from the teachers that from your features or through your features. Bab Dada or the future should be visible from your features. You should not be seen as ordinary people. Either the future should be visible through your features or Bab Dada should be visible through your features. Can this be possible? Can this be possible? Okay, all those who have come from amongst you, after one month, write the result of how much you have achieved according to what Bab Dada said. Write to Madhuban, write to Baba after 1 month, because you are instruments so the one who is an instrument has a big responsibility on the head. Your face should never in 1 month from now onwards, your face should never reveal worry or stress, any tension. And in 1 month, whatever Bab Dada wishes you to become, you will be able to maintain the same features, no problem. Your features should be like that, say no problem. Little bit problems will come. No, don't allow the problems to come. Close all the doors of problems. Put a double lock over the door of problems. And what's that double lock? Remembrance and service. Even service to the mind should be done constantly. Don't say, I didn't get a chance to do service. My senior did not give me a chance to do service. No, for serving to the mind, no one can stop you. You can even wake up at night and do service to the mind. Give Sakash, invoke souls, the poor souls, they are so unhappy, so distressed, so miserable. Give them the support. Baba wants the teachers to write the result after 1 month, whether you are new or old teachers. All the teachers, even if the teachers, those teachers who haven't come here, they too should write the result after 1 month. Write no problem. Or if there is a problem, then write the reason for how many days the problem lasted. Don't write details. Don't write this happened, that happened, that happened. Don't write all that. Okay? You'll do it? Raise your hand if you'll do it. Very good. Very good. There are some sitting that side also. Also, Madhuban Nivasis, raise your hand. All those of Madhuban, raise your hand. Those of Gyan Sarovar, Pandav Bhavan, Shantivan, all residents of Madhuban Hospital too. Everyone will write the result. All of you write the result. The Madhuban Nivasi's application has reached Baba. Okay, teachers, you may sit down. This time there are two zones, no? Yeah, Indore zone and Rajasthan zone. So, the turn of Seva is Indore and Rajasthan. So which zone will stand up first? Why? Everybody is laughing. Why? Because which? Okay, Indore, stand up first. Oh God. Go and tell him, Babas.
Baba, UP nahi aaya hai. UP nahi aaya, Rajasthan aaya hai. Rajasthan. Oh.
also Rajasthan and Indore. Both of you are doing very good service. But there is one thing which is still remaining to be done. You know it, don't you? Baba is still remembering UP, and Baba says at the beginning there were air souls in UP. So Shashi Ben has come to tell Baba it is not UP, Rajasthan and Indore in doing seva. So in Rajasthan also there were so many good airs. Rajasthan is the place of kings. That is why it is called Rajasthan. Raj means king and Sthan means place. So place of kings. Therefore, how many air souls are going to become world sovereigns in the future have you emerged? How many air souls have emerged in every center? Have you noted that? Each center should write how many air souls are there in their center. You are doing service. You also make plans of more service. However, now according to the present time, it is high time that you finish the complaints of the souls in your area. In whatever area the center is, nearby that, you have to work hard and not just give message to everyone. But you should at least be able to make them take inheritance from the Father. Don't just give message. There shouldn't be a complaint at the end that the Father came and we were not made to take the inheritance from the Father. Therefore, this type of service of making souls take inheritance from the Father should be done as quickly as possible. Instrument is just one zone standing here, but Bhak Dada is telling to all the zones. No area, no village, no colony should be left without being given the message. At the end, everyone should sing your praise and say, "Oh, your wonderful sisters, and brothers, you gave us the Father's message and made us take the right to the Father's inheritance. So, do this task as fast as you can in this short time." So what will Rajasthan do? In how much time will you make the people finish their complaints? How long do you want? How much time do you need? Will you think about it? Make the plans, distribute the service, and do everything as quick as possible. Some zones are doing it, and they are getting success. It is good. Bhak Dada gives special drishti to the teachers every day at Amrit Vela. Why? Because the teachers have the right to the Father's gaddi, Father's seat. But that drishti which the Father gives to you, to what extent you make use of it, that each one knows about herself and himself. Because Bap Dada has special love for all the teachers in particular. Therefore, take drishti and give drishti. Okay. So many companions have come to along with the teachers, the brothers, so many from Rajasthan. Bap Dada observed that you have great enthusiasm for service, but along with that, you have to create such souls who become your hands in service. Otherwise, it's good. Expansion is taking place well. All those who are standing, they belong to this zone, Rajasthan zone, all those from Rajasthan zone. We have all come as companions, no, of the teachers, of the helping hands of the teachers. Yes, raise your hand. Okay, you may sit down. Now, all indoors, stand up. All those of indoor. All indoor, wave to Baba. Okay, okay, you may put your hand up. Indoor is doing service, but create such helping hands who become your helpers. Helpers who do the work of service. Now they become cooperative from time to time. They help in service, but then let them become constant helping hands so that they become your helping hands. And keep on giving a message to everyone. Otherwise, Bap Dada is happy. You are doing the work of expansion. But now do it at a faster speed. Use this method at a faster speed. New souls are emerging and the expansion is taking place well. Baba is happy to see that. But the speed needs to be faster. Self-efforts and efforts in service should be done at a faster pace now. Otherwise, every child from both the zones is loved one better than the other by Bap Dada. Now, just as you have experienced the Father's love, similarly, you have to make the souls whom you serve experience at least some love of the Father. Do not make them be devoid of this love. Because you souls are world benefactors. See, the world, so much of the world is still remaining to be served. At least become the benefactors of your zone, if not anything else. No one in your zone should remain without the message. In this way, make plans, every zone come together and make the plans so that service happens at a faster speed. Celebrate the season of service. Those souls who haven't got the message yet should receive at least a handful of the Father's love. You feel mercy on them, don't you? You feel mercy on the souls, don't you? Yes, do you feel mercy on them? Do you? Therefore, give them an experience. All of you have come, whether brothers or sisters, each one of you should consider it to be a responsibility to serve souls so that just as you have received Baba's love and become satisfied, so too you satisfy other souls, and by making them experience the Father's love. See, so many are standing. There's so many of you. Now, put a machinery up for serving souls. Let this machinery work faster. Each one should give a message. Then let them write to Baba that Baba, so and so showed me the way of receiving God's love. Give this news to the seniors in your center. Tell them what service you have done. Baba wants this to happen, that no one should complain at the end that they did not get the message, they were not told about how to experience the Father's love. Otherwise, all of you are good, one better than the other. All of you are very, very good. Congratulations to this zone, congratulations. But now you need to speeden up. Increase the speed of service. Bab Dada is able to hear the sorrowful cries of the people. Then the sorrowful cries of the children are heard by the father, then just imagine how much pity the father has, how much mercy the father feels for the children. You are also the merciful children, the benefactor children of the Father, and therefore listen to the sorrowful cries of the sorrowful souls. O world benefactors, give benefit to the souls of the world. Okay, you may sit down. Now, double foreigners are sitting here. Double foreigners. Yes, double foreigners. Double foreigners, yes. They stand up, yes, okay, double foreigners. All double foreigners stand up. All the double foreigners stand up. Yes, okay. Wave to Baba, all the double foreigners. Yes. Baba is looking at you. All those from abroad are very clever. In every group, those abroad also come. We are not absent in any group. You play your part in every group. Bab Dada and the whole Brahmin family are so happy on seeing how much courage all of you have. Baba has now changed the word double foreigners. You know what name he has kept of all of you? Baba has kept the name double effort makers. You are double effort maker souls, not double foreigner souls. You are double effort makers means you have to make double efforts. Now are you making double efforts? Those who think that they are making double efforts, they are making fast efforts, raise your hand. Those who say that they are making fast efforts, raise your hand. All of you making fast efforts, intense efforts? Yes? Wave to Baba if you are making intense efforts. Majority of you are making intense efforts. Congratulations. Congratulations for making the intense efforts. Now, of course, you are intense effort makers, but you also have to become intense sevadharis, servers, along with intense effort makers. You have to play this part too. Because along with self-efforts, you also have to make efforts in service. You have to do intense service also. Because you do have the chance now to do service. Later on in the future, even if you would want to do service, you will not be able to do service except service of the mind. You will not be able to do any other service. Therefore, now is the only time to serve others. You have to serve the souls who are in your contact, in your relationship. You have to serve through words. This is the time, a chance to serve others in this way now. You can do as much as you want. Double, triple, fold, as much as you want, you can serve now. Later on, it may not be possible. Baba is telling this to everyone, to those from abroad as well as to those from this land, from Bharat, that you have to make this intense effort in doing service as well. You have to do double, serve the self and serve others. And give this record, give the result. You can check it yourself. As much as it is possible, that much you should do it, serving the self and serving others. Pay attention to serving the self and serving others. Ask yourself, do I have that much attention? Otherwise, it's good. Okay. Now, souls from abroad have begun to understand their original sanskars, their beginning sanskars very well. They have molded themselves into that. Now, you have formed the habit of coming into Brahmin culture. In your sanskars as well as the external culture, external things. Therefore, your congratulations to you, congratulations. You can clap. Congratulations. You may sit down. Okay. Now, in 1 second, Papa is going to do the drill. In 1 second. Become the master of your mind and your intellect and take your mind and intellect to Paramdham and concentrate there. Can you do it? Can you concentrate your mind and intellect in Paramdham? Now for 1 minute. Bap Dada wishes to see how you are able to concentrate and become residents of Paramdham. This type of practice will be very useful in time of need. Now, the delicate time is coming close. Delicate time. Critical time is coming close. Therefore, the practice of concentration is very, very, very essential. Do not take it lightly. What can happen even in 1 second? From what to what can happen in 1 second? This is why Bab Dada is signaling you beforehand. To all the intense effort makers everywhere, to all the intense effort maker souls everywhere, who love the Father with a true heart and have won the heart of the Comforter of all hearts, who are flying forward all the time in service of self and others, to such children who are in the flying stage, also who from Amrit Vela till night bring every Srimad in their life to such children who are equal to the Father, Bab Dada's love remembrance. Blessings from the heart. Which you please accept. So please accept all this. And along with that, to all the children, whether from this land or from abroad. To all the children whom Bap Dada merges in their heart, Yad Pyar and Namaste. Salutations. Love, remembrance and salutations. Om Shanti. So Baba filled us with all the blessings. Baba also emphasized on experiencing power of concentration. And now all the dadis will come on the stage. The others will remain seated on their seats. And I hand over the mic to Dr. Vinay Lakshmi. Om Shanti to everyone.